The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in our beautiful city of Reno, Nevada. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I am your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Roy's out of the country, and the mice will play with me. The mighty Chewbacca, Josh Martin, Dogwater Dick, and our new intern. Plus, we have the musical stylings of Crush.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
You're stilted and stumbling, right. Hitting of the post.
I know, man.
By the time Rory gets back, you'll have it all figured out.
You ain't no Rory.
Next week, I'll nail it.
Fuck yeah.
I thought you did good.
Thanks. Yeah. I didn't want to like start stuffing words in there that weren't. Yeah,
you don't want to show Rory up while he's out of town.
Yeah, right. Rory's out of the country, so I have to take the hosting duties, which is, you know. It's duty. It's fun, but it's also stressful for me. I like to kick back and see Chewbacca's
Hang out in the cut.
Just kind of go, yeah, that was funny. And now I have to actually do work.
That's not what I do.
No, actually, you're good. I mean, when I'm sitting there, half baked out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to the podcast, everybody. Thanks for being here on either this afternoon, morning, or evening, whenever you're listening out there. Let's talk about last week, what we do last week. Last Friday, I went to a comedy dinner party. You heard about this?
No.
That's what's up.
Comedy dinner party.
A comedy dinner party. I've never been to one before.
Was the food terrible? Was the food funny?
No, the food was good. It was. Okay.
Was it supposed to be a comedy dinner party, or was it just funny?
No, it was designed.
I had those.
Like a comedy dinner party, and they said, come with material.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a comedy show. So that was kind of fun.
Oh, it's like an open mic comedy dinner?
Kind of, like yeah, at a house party.
Clown everybody else at the dinner?
So it was like 8 to 10 people at the table. We all eat and have our salad, and then we adjourn to the living room where there's a microphone set up. Compliments of George Picard. He's the host of this, George and Kristen. So it was really, really fun, and I just want to say hi to George and thank you for a really fun and funny party. And I was nervous all the way up to it. And then once the first act went on, and then we were like third. So then I got it out of the way, and then I got to watch like seven other people.
Tell us a joke.
There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Was there a lot of black dudes there?
I don't want to tell you the joke. It would take too much of the podcast time for me to tell you the joke I told.
I will just trust you that you were really funny.
Was it like a joke?
Me and Mikey were the only ones who did a duo. You do 2 to 5 minutes of material.
Mm-hmm.
So you were like Abbott and Costello or right?
Well, we were a team, yeah.
Did you get heckled and whatnot?
No, we didn't get heckled. We were good. They actually laughed and applauded us.
Sounds good.
We went 4 minutes and 20 seconds, of course. And but most everybody else went the whole 5 minute mark.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to like tell anybody to stop?
No.
Oh, hey, bro, 5 minutes is up.
Nah. Oh, yeah, actually, somebody did run out of time, but they just finished their joke up and we were done. But it was really neat. I recommend it.
That sounds fun.
Another friend of mine told me once that those murder mystery dinner parties would be so cheesy. But a good friend of mine who's a pretty interesting dude was saying, no, they're actually really fun. So I think I'm going to try that someday, too.
Yeah, why not? Have every kind of dinner party you can.
Fucking A.
That's what Chewie always says.
Yep.
So I'm glad.
Vegetarian dinner party?
Fuck no.
See?
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever you're into.
whatever you're into.
So then Saturday, I saw the Shames in Carson City. They kicked ass with the Hybrid Creeps and the Dammit Gyms.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
A lot of people from Dayton there.
I didn't see any Dayton people, but I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But tons of Carson like people showed up.
They look like ordinary humans.
Yeah, they look just like Carson City people.
They look like Carson City people.
Yeah, it was cool. Good room. A lot of people right by the
the hot springs there, that Sassafras place.
Mm.
That was pretty cool. And then Sunday, instead of Super Bowl, me and Mikey went to a Revenant and then the Harris Steakhouse and ate like king and a queen.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh,
how much was it?
It was a lot. It was like $200.
Fuck! Is that
plus
you guys
a tip,
drink,
$240
right?
bucks, dude.
No shit.
Yeah, but we're not rich or anything. We got a wedding present from somebody who gave us $200. And
that's a decent gift. You don't get to go there every day.
No, it was great. And we were thinking, oh, we're going to go on Valentine's Day. And they're already sold out for Valentine's Day. So
yeah.
I was glad we went.
What'd you get?
During the Super Bowl, because there was nobody there so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after the game was over, it filled up.
Yeah.
It was cool. I got steak and lobster, so did Mikey.
Fuck yeah.
Some yeah. awesome Brussels sprouts, killer salad.
Ooh, Brussels sprouts are good.
Was that creme brulee?
Did you get escargot?
No, I did not get escargot.
Man, that shit's good.
But it was pretty awesome. So that was my weekend in a nutshell.
Right on.
What'd you do? Chewbacca?
Not much. Like I said last week, I spent a lot of time chopping up ice in my gutter so it would move down the street.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, a couple hours every
day. So you did exactly what you planned.
Yeah. I went out with a hoe and a pick. And
yeah, Crush Kids, I just want you to know, before the weekend, this is what he said he was going to do this weekend, was crush up the ice.
Yeah. Right. Now it's all gone.
Plan
it's
flowing.
We had such a nice day today. The sun broke up all the ice. It's all gone.
Do you feel like you wasted your time? Like it would have just melted on its own?
Yeah, but I didn't have nothing else to do.
Okay.
What about Sunday? Did you watch the big game?
Yeah, I watched the game.
Was it? I haven't heard shit about it except
it
that the Broncos won.
Sucky. Yeah.
Lowdown for people.
Yeah,
who didn't get to watch
like real
it.
Quick.
It was really not a very exciting game, and the Broncos won, which sucks.
How dare you?
Oh, okay.
It kind of seemed like
it surprised me. The game went a lot different than I thought it was going to, but that's how football ends up sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have any money on it?
A little bit. I put like five little bets. My daughter was the only one that won money. I said, who's going to get the first penalty of the game? She said the Panthers, and she was right, so she won $5.
Nice.
Yeah.
And she's like, what, two?
Four.
Four. Yeah. That's good for a four-year-old.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
The other four bets I made didn't work out. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I'm going to keep the half that I put up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll give her take of the money.
There you go.
That's a good
cool.
dad.
Yeah.
Rick, what'd you do this weekend?
Holy fucking shit. Okay, so you guys know Brian Cowell, formerly of Slut Fungus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was drummer in Slut Fungus, and now he is the bass player in Murder Rock.
Yeah?
Murder Rock. And it's really aptly named. Like, I got to check it. And if anybody wants to check out their demos on SoundCloud, Murder Rock, I think it's just Murder Rock on SoundCloud. It's pretty cool. But we recorded like 13 songs for them over the weekend, and we were running out of time, and we had to finish, and I have no place else to schedule them. So we just had to work like a million hours over the weekend. I have never moused that much in my life. Like my hand began to freeze up from my double click in, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really fucking hard. And just like hours of never getting away, and the whole time feeling stressed that you have to hurry, because if we don't finish by this by X amount of time, then it's just not allowed. We just got to stay until it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fucking really cool, you guys. Will you
it
hear
came
this
out
shit?
Good.
That's
oh
Murder
my
Rock
god!
With one
yeah.
R,
and all the songs are about like slasher films or murder stuff. And some of it's a little rockabilly, and some of it's just like hard rocky, and some of it's a little bit mellower. And
can you make out
fucking,
the vocals?
Yes, 100%. Like it's and the singer is amazing, and the fucking words are funny as shit. Like it's some of them are like funny as shit, but it's really awesome. It's fucking
like
great.
You enjoyed it.
You know when you sit down when you like. You find out that you're going to be stuck in a room with a band for the entire weekend, and then it never really happens.
That happens
that they
to me all
suck,
the time.
But when it's really great, it's hella fun. So
cool, man!
And they did a great job, and we got everything done. And then they got home with the disc and found out that they forgot to do backups on one song. Ha ha! Now I don't have to mix it. Face. So I had hella fun with them, and that took up the whole weekend. And then today I did some aversion therapy shit, and last week I did a kid named Caden Linares's a song for him, and yeah, really full. Oh, and last week all the stuff that's been going on with my grandparents, my grandfather finally passed away from the cancer. So we went up and saw him when we missed that show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and now you all know I really wasn't faking it because he really did die.
Well, we don't see. actually in person that he's not here anymore. So
I could still be faking yeah. it. It's totally
Did he
true.
Have a stroke?
No, he had cancer, and it was on a couple organs. And then when we went down, he had just found out that it had spread to like everything.
It's a killer.
And so it was, and he didn't.
Well,
have much
at least
time.
He's not in pain anymore, and I'm happy for him to not have to put up with that shit.
Yeah, and I lost my shit for about a day, and then I kind of got together, and now the funny thing is, my grandmother is about to pass also, as I told you guys before.
She's the one who had a stroke, right?
Yes, and they think she had a stroke. They didn't test her for it, but she started acting weirder, and she hasn't been eating, and so she's going to pass any time. So here's the conundrum of the family is that we decided to put Grandpa on ice for a few days until she passes.
Really?
Whoa.
What
so
if
does that seem like
on?
A little weird and a little crappy? But what are we supposed? What are they supposed to do? Like have two funerals 2 weeks apart?
You know what? That's really a good use of everybody's time.
Fucking A. Yeah. And on top of that, to be able to say goodbye to both of them together when they both go together. So they're
perfect.
Far out.
She's gonna pass any day, and then we'll be missing another show when I have to go down for the funeral, which could happen at any time. Just giving the podcast listeners a little heads up.
Yeah. Mm. So make other plans.
If you pray for stuff, pray for my poor grandparents that they'll go through. And I think Grandpa wanted to go first so that he could be there when she passes.
I'm also going to pray for the rest of your family, too.
Yeah, they could use
it. You.
And my dad said that I need it, too. It's been a rough month. Like, I really lost my shit for a couple days there. Mm. I forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, things are rough.
Well, the spring's about to happen.
Oh, what I was going to say is my family, my dad's brothers and sisters, don't all get along so great all the time. But my dad said that they're all really being cool with each other. So it's rad to hear
whatever
that the family's
it takes,
not freaking out on each other. So that's awesome so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen it happen the other way.
Yeah.
Everybody just starts going at each other's throats.
Well, and you wonder. Yeah. You're like, I know
stressful times happen.
I know you people fight when nobody's dying. So why would, you know, I don't know. But it looks like so far everybody's been great, and I'm really proud of my family, and I really love them. So
cool.
I didn't mean to bring the whole room down. I just want to give everybody an update so that when the show disappears 1 week, you know why.
Yeah, it's not just because Rory decided to go on vacation.
Although he is an asshole.
Life
keeps
take happening.
A vacation. He's in fucking like Mexico right now.
No,
what a
he's not. He's in the Dominican Republic.
Same thing.
Hardly.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's like saying I'm from Reno when you're really from Fallon. Are you guys from Fallon?
How
Sorry.
Dare you, Uncle Nick?
Whoa, Riku. Is she fucking here? That's crazy.
Hi, my name is Riku.
Go back in the closet.
I heard they just left Riku by herself at the house.
Too. Yeah, they just left her here. Just give her an M&M once
you,
in a while.
Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Whoa.
Oh,
damn Norwegian.
She's off the chain.
She is growing up fast, just like you guys, man. We haven't had you guys
Holy
in two
shit.
Years.
I know, and they look a little bit more like regular people every time I see them.
Filling out and growing up, man. And how's it been with you guys? It's been Crush, and then you changed your name, and now you're Crush again. What's been going on?
We had some side projects for a year. Jimmy is getting his shit together. And
nice. Yeah.
What happened, Jimmy?
I was out of the band for a while, drinking alcohol and doing hella drugs. And
everybody in bands drinks alcohol and does hella drugs and is homeless. Why would that be a reason to throw you out?
It happens.
And then we like the Crush name the most. We already have like an established internet presence with that name.
We can't stay away from Jimmy. We just love him too much.
Yeah, the vibe grew back together once I got my shit together and cleaned up.
Yeah. You doing good?
He's kicking ass, man.
Rad, dude.
He's better
than ever.
I'm
with the business, man.
You're all sober, all three of yous?
Yeah. Most of the time. I mean, I smoke
a
lot of pot. But
I was going to say, define sober, Nick.
You know, I haven't drank alcohol in like 8 months.
That's cool.
That's good.
And if that's what fucks you up.
Yeah.
Then that's the issue.
Well, I'm all for it, yeah.
I smoke a bit of weed, but
if that's what helps you.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's all right.
So you go to the one thing, you go to Uncle Rick, the weed. And then the weed, you go to Uncle Nick.
Yeah.
I'll remember that.
So when did you guys regroup? When did this regrouping happen?
October of 2015.
Cool. So just a few months here.
Yeah, you were back together for the Karma show. That was the first time I saw you guys with all of you together.
Right. Yeah,
that was
our
return to the stage.
Fuck, that was rad. But I was totally distracted by the drum and guitar colors. Like I couldn't. I missed part of the show because I was like, "Wait,
are you on psychedelics, man?
Is that the room lights or are the drums changing colors?
They're changing colors. Yeah, it's like, not you.
It took us a while though. And then I leaned over the guy next to me and said, "Are the drums changing colors?"
And he looked at you.
He's
like,
all, "No, no, it's the room. High? It's the room lights." Dude. And I'm all, "No, it's no, the drums are changing colors."
Yeah, so we have a light show for our instruments.
Of course you do.
Of course, dude.
Of course you do.
Obviously. Pretty standard.
We gotta keep that. We gotta keep that fire in our live set. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Because the music's not gonna do it.
Yeah, we gotta have something to distract from the fucking music.
All the gimmicks you can get.
Were they any good? I don't know, but their drum set trip was hella trippy.
Hey, not only the drums. Look at that guitar.
Oh, yeah, that's like a mirror guitar?
It's a fucking clear.
See-through.
Wow.
Lucite.
Oh, whoa.
It's like a prism guitar.
Trip.
It's heavy as fuck.
It's like a prison guitar.
If you were naked and playing that, we could see your wiener.
Potentially. Potentially, yes.
His friends know better, but Nick feels like exploring.
So, you guys want to, have you been doing the older stuff, or have you come up with a bunch of new stuff?
Did you totally abandon all the super poppy stuff, and you're going rockier, or what?
We're gonna be like little pop bitches for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, boy band.
Thank
for
God.
Life.
But
the world needs that.
The shit pays.
And it gets you laid.
Yeah. But we,
and you're Riku's favorite band.
We dropped all the EDM bullshit.
We grew up, and our sound is a lot more just. It's like. Just more real music. It's not like synths and fucking fake bass drums and shit.
But do you do the? But you so you do those old songs, but with like hella like guitar and shit.
Some
right?
old ones.
We have two old ones, but we're mostly writing new material.
Which ones have survived the
grunge?
Because I got to tell you, the fucking people want to hear their favorite songs. Like you know.
Yeah, they do. Well,
we
that's why they're recorded. That's why they can hear them.
Yeah,
good.
You're all yeah. You think the fucking people, they want to play Stairway to Heaven again? They don't. Huh. They hate that fucking song. They know everybody's going to be pissed if they don't hear it.
Yeah. Well, we do a No Sleep Tonight. That was like on Bob FM for a good while there.
Dude, nice. And I remember your last CD release. I don't know how many CDs ago that was, but a CD release that was on 4th Street and you guys played and it was rad. And then like going out, there were so many people that were pissed that you didn't play Happy.
They
didn't fucking
days.
Play Happy. They were screaming it at the stage before you finished, and you all just look like we're going to play that fucking thing again.
Well, you know what happened is Pharrell kind of killed it for us.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Over. I mean, we can't
stole that
Happy
idea
anymore.
From us.
Pharrell did that shit.
Isn't it weird?
I'm going to slice the guy.
Seems like ideas are in the ether.
Yeah. A collective
Pharrell's
consciousness.
Basically, yeah. Pharrell's a biter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big
exactly.
time. Look at the guy.
I mean, yeah, I know. He looks like a fucking biter. And bullshit.
He bit, like, his hat off of Gandalf.
This is seedy motherfucker.
Bit his style.
I think you're thinking of Gollum.
Oh.
Yeah, he kind of has
Gollum
wear a
hat.
He's Gollum-y, yeah. He's Gollum-y looking.
Yeah, he's kind of Gollum-y.
He's rather Gollum-y.
Gollum in a wizard's hat.
And you know, Drake actually looks like Voldemort, kind of, too.
Drake is a hack.
He's kind of Voldemort-y looking.
Tell him how you feel.
That's just my opinion.
Who's Drake?
That's exactly.
He's a Canadian rapper.
Ever since I
left the city,
you.
That's besides the point.
I really fucking like Harry Potter, though, on a side note.
Who doesn't?
Did you get sad when Alan Rickman died recently?
I did, but that's kind of what got me to start watching the movies again, just to brush up on him.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah,
I got sad when Bowie died.
Yeah,
way sadder about that.
That's had more of an impact.
You know, I never listened to his old shit, and I started playing it all. And I feel like such a poser that I waited till he was dead to care.
Man, he had some good ass.
Now that he's dead, I care.
It's what it takes.
Fucking Hunky Dory's awesome.
Oh, dude,
I had no idea. I'm totally like
Low is really good too.
Like I've just been working my way up from the super old one. Have you heard the old one where he's like, just look through your window? It's when he was all pop, like in the very beginning. Nobody plays that album. Look how it's outside. Little me is waiting. It's totally fucking lame, but it's great in a lame way.
Have you seen the music video he made in 1969 in his freaking living room for Space Oddity?
No,
that's he's got like he's
I've
got
seen
like
ashes
tights
to ashes.
On, and he's like floating around in his living room. YouTube that shit.
Fuck,
David Bowie Space Oddity.
It's an early take of the song too.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like
dude.
It's like a weird cut.
Okay, yeah. Podcast listeners, there will be a quiz later. Make sure you all do that homework.
Yeah, post it to the web or the Facebook, WLP Facebook.
But how about David Bowie's new shit?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but how about David Bowie's ass?
I mean, he's got a nice ass. But
oh, yeah. Even ass.
I love
full frontal David Bowie.
I love, dude. The new stuff. I love the first one song that has the super long video.
Black
I really
Star.
Like a lot. But some of the other ones, it was all cool. But it has the feel of somebody reciting poetry over a jam band.
Yeah,
to me.
I totally know what
that's,
you mean.
Which is okay. I mean, that's rad. Yeah. But I like some of everything up to that. Like it sounds like the music was written with the lyrics. You know.
Yeah.
But God bless him. Like, go do that. But that's the only thing I didn't like about it. Like,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, I feel you.
If you're into that. But that fucking Black Star song is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Trippy. I it saw is. That.
I just dissed Bowie like after he's dead. That's so shitty.
No, dude, it's all right. Okay. You're being real, dude. I like that.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Everyone has their own opinion.
Oh, let's find out how crappy these guys are.
Good idea. Let's hear some crush, you guys.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Are you guys doing like all originals or some covers? You played a cover at Soundcheck that I rather
we'll
like.
Just do originals.
We're going to okay.
do for sure originals.
Ha, then the audience will never know how good you do Blister on the Sun.
They'll have to come to our show on, yeah. when is it, February 12th?
February 12th.
At Midtown Wine Bar.
Tomorrow for the
listeners.
Yes.
And guys out there, anytime you go to a crush show, there's going to be hella young chicks getting horny. So
wow.
go
like
to
young,
the crush
like
show.
Children, like horny
no,
children.
There are girls you went to high school with that will be there. And they're in their 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
Might see some naked college chicks.
Oh, but it's all about the 12-year-old ones, man.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not cool.
Midtown Wine? What's
that
it
is not
again?
Okay. Midtown Wine Bar on February 12th. All We're right. playing at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
So tomorrow night you can check these guys out at the Midtown Wine Bar.
Dig it. Free Drink show. Free show, y'all.
Free killer.
And wine and Midtown.
Well, you got to buy the wine.
And you can check out their crazy lit up drums.
But the wine I've heard is very reasonably priced.
Yeah, it is. And it's super, bad. Super quality, too. quality.
Talking about.
I hear your mom likes it that way.
My Bob?
She likes
it.
Quality.
I learned it from my mama. Sounds like you said my Bob.
My Bob likes it that way.
My Bob.
My Bob.
What are we playing?
Should we play Wicked?
You pick.
Wicked.
Such a downer right off the bat, but okay.
All right, well, what do we have? We're playing No Sleep. We could do a throwback. Or we could do a new one and then throwback.
We want to leave on a happy note, so don't play Wicked last either.
Okay, yeah. we'll just get it over with.
Oh, there you go. That's a good thing.
This is for all the sad people. Stay sad.
Thanks.
You were the girl of my dreams. Now it's over, over. You made my life complete. Now it's over, over. And the world. On turning round and everything keeps burning down and nothing turns out how it's supposed to be. What a wicked world. What a wicked world.
Good idea, Riku.
Oh, Riku loves you guys.
You're so smart, Riku.
I love you, Riku.
More from Riku's favorite band, Crush. Go ahead and do the second one, you guys.
Which one?
Wicked? Or we just
we just played that, Jim.
The world. Do it again.
One.
The world.
We could do the world. Let's not do the world.
Let's do Breaking Me Down.
Sexually.
Okay.
Already?
Okay.
Oh.
Oof.
No, seriously, I think that girl needs some help. Seriously, like,
she's really struggling. You can hear it in her voice.
She doesn't feel good.
She's desperate.
At least someone just like finish her off.
Someone climax.
Somebody finish this woman off. Oh god. Okay.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
I don't know if that's on her. I think that's on you.
Rather cringeworthy conversation.
You'd be surprised what that.
Well,
was
where else are you supposed to wipe?
This song's about relationship troubles, so it's pretty fitting.
Yay.
All right, hit it, Jim.
Last time they were here, they brought like two guitars and a fucking and bongos.
Oh, that was
They did like an acoustic-y thing, and they still were
it was
fucking
amazing.
Yeah.
But this is like wall
this
of sound bullshit.
Dude.
This ain't no kumbaya.
Nah.
You guys are like
when they come in like just like this massive wave. That's what I'm talking about.
Half a ding for that one.
I keep hearing shit, and I'm looking around like, who's talking right now?
That's something
it's
I
hard
said.
To tell.
It doesn't help that fucking Chewie's the one who said it.
I said that like 3 years ago, too, and it had nothing to do with you guys' music, but still, I like it.
Thanks.
It was fun, though. It's nice.
You guys, I wouldn't say you're like fucking boy band at all.
Mormon crickets. But.
More like
good.
Like
I'm not
hard, hard. Pop rock,
I hard mean,
like,
pop.
Like that was kind of Green Day.
Yeah, a little bit.
I always knew that you were hella poppy when you were younger, and that you were gonna like get out of school and like start changing. And
yeah, some music has matured for
all
sure.
All of Reno is getting to watch you guys grow up. You know,
it's true.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, not that what you did before wasn't great, but fucking this
well,
is
no, if
like,
it wasn't great, rocks. No one would watch you.
Yeah, we
but
wouldn't care.
It was great, and we're like, damn, yeah. They just get better.
If you never get any better and you just stay the same, then
make me want to take acid.
Old fuckers like me are, I think I'm just going to put my guitar back in the closet.
Well, Reno's a great town to, I mean, you can gig anywhere, anytime. Oh. It's a great place to hone your mm-hmm. stuff.
Really, so. And we'll clap even if you suck.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're like, we're
yeah,
totally
Reno's
nice.
Very supportive, and there's a lot of places to play and a lot of people to play with.
Yeah, I mean, take any other town of this size, and it's fucking nothing's going on.
Yeah, you're
on,
right.
So.
I
even bigger
been anywhere
towns.
Else. I just always figured everywhere else was like this, too.
Nope.
I
don't get around much.
The
everywhere
most
else
magical
just much sucks.
City in the West Coast,
and,
I would say.
In the world.
Yeah, and the world.
That's a bold statement.
It's an interesting location, for sure.
Fuck the world. Anyway.
Did Jimmy come back upstairs? Or?
Yeah, Jimmy, come back up. We're gonna play a little the party game with you
game.
That we
I'm
always
get my
do.
Ass back up there.
Hopefully, Rick and Chewbacca have been home.
Nope.
boning
didn't
up,
think about
so
shit.
To speak.
I got the yeah. I got Riku to help me out. So
yeah.
Oh, for some
oh, yeah.
quiz.
Riku
yeah.
with
yeah.
the extra
okay.
gay questions.
It's easy, right? It's less uncomfortable when Riku asks them. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because she's like an 8-year-old girl.
Shall we introduce our new intern?
Oh, I didn't
do
even
we have
think
a name?
About that.
Do we have a name
the
for
new
Rick
intern
yet?
The new intern section. What should it? Because everybody, and it usually happens organically. So what did he do that struck you immediately? What was
Looks like a Brian
Let's
to me.
Call him, what's his name? We'll call him what's his name for
That's
a while.
That's extra funny because he's got my name, so he can't
do Doofus. So.
Right. We can't say, hey, Rick, come bring me a beer. We can say, hey, what's your name? Get in here and bring me beer.
We could call him Brett.
Brett. That's brilliant. Brett.
Brett is
please?
The lamest name. Oh, my God.
Sorry Ron. If someone's Listen. Named Brett.
Would you?
I know some
I'm
cool Bretts.
I'm not sorry. I'll fucking kick
would
your
you,
ass.
Is that, and would you please listen a little better? Okay. Brett.
Brett.
Yeah. Brett.
Brett. Brett. Franklin, I'm talking to
it's
you.
It's Brett. Brett Franklin.
No, but seriously, new intern, please come bring us a couple beers in here. Do you guys need anything? Crush?
I'm cool.
Don't drink beer.
You need coffee or anything?
I'll fill up my cup.
We're going to get a coffee and a beer in here. Do you want Chewbacca?
Yeah, I'll take a beer. Why not?
Right, literally making the intern get coffee. That's like, I can go get it.
It's his first day.
No, you're on the show.
Podcast. Dude.
All right.
Absolutely.
No, we have to make him do something.
Can we hit him?
So he needs to come in and get your coffee cup to put coffee in it, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh,
Brett!
Don't pee in it this time, Brett.
Come on,
yeah,
Brett.
Yeah, Brett. Okay. No.
Don't put your nuts in it like last time, Brett.
No gold stars for peeing and stuff.
And it's funny because fucking, I don't know if the podcast listeners remember, but Brett was on the show as a guest last week.
Yeah. I thought he looked familiar. That
most,
was just last week. Huh?
Brett,
most fucking interns, they're interning and then their band comes on.
And two buds, two.
And they go from being treated like shit to being treated like guests, and he's going the other way. He was treated like a guest, and now we're going to treat him like shit.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to say thanks when he brings me my beer back.
I'll say thanks at
I'll
the end of the show.
It.
But on the air, what's your name? Thanks a lot. All right, Rick, let's get started. Let's do this fun game called WLQ.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Thank you, Zombo. It is time for the worst little quiz in the world. This week's contestants are the boys from Crush. We got Jimmy, Daniel, and Aaron, and they're here to answer our every query. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, big and tens. Remember, you're playing against each other. One of you will win, and one of you will lose, and the other one will lose too.
This isn't a game where it's like who can talk the loudest wins, right?
Hell yeah!
No, it's really the one that makes Nick think your story is the most interesting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And like, if Nick likes something and you don't like it, he'll score you lower.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
All right, guys, I'm gonna get my pen and paper out here. I'm gonna get ready to score. All right, we got Daniel. Jimmy and Aaron. Yeah. All right. Just like when we so far, so good, cards. Nick. Did you do that?
Now, we did this with you once before, correct?
All I remember about this show was Rory asking me for like half an hour about how often I masturbate. So
okay.
Yeah.
We used to. We haven't asked that in a long time.
Some point.
So that's been covered. We won't need to go over that again.
All right.
Oh boy, the king of
thank you, Brett.
It's covered in our music.
Right. Brett, the intern with thank the you. Beers.
Thanks, Brett.
Isn't he great so far?
So
I don't
far,
hate
so
him
good.
Yet.
Damn. Doing a great job.
Thanks, Ryan. All right.
Can I get some creamer in this?
Listen, Brett.
At least he showed up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no shit. Okay. Yeah, Michelle Bell, where the hell are you?
I know. She didn't. Oh, and right
we
now.
We always treat the females
she's
with
a
more
busy
respect
lady.
Than,
yeah.
than
she
the
did, they just She just moved. So.
Got it. You got it.
She
yeah.
moved where? Across town?
No, she's closer to me now. She's over
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
She's
over
then
meant,
what's
like,
her
move?
Excuse?
But awesome. Have you seen where she lives? She has to put up like 600 posters. It's like wallpapering.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it looks cool. It would be a great place to fucking drop acid.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but. Oh, all her posters in her house.
Yes.
I get you. All the Led Zeppelin and Beatles posters.
Oh, God.
Shit, right?
And like crazy lights Hendrix. And fucking.
Yeah.
And
I bet it's awesome.
Like psychedelic clocks and bullshit. Like, it's pretty amazing.
She is a psychedelic princess.
Yeah. Yeah. Her room looks just like you would think it would be.
All right. Well, let's quiz these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Daniel, what was the first record you bought with your own money?
That would probably be Green Day International Super Hits.
That's not that bad.
Not bad, not
That's
bad.
Not that bad.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Well,
that's a good
they
album.
Are, come at me. Dude. They're really young dudes.
When you think so, about the kind of music they played when they were younger, what it could have been way worse.
Totally.
It could have been like Rhiannon's greatest hits or some shit.
Rhiannon.
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 Jimmy?
Rhiannon.
It was Revolver by the Beatles.
Ooh. Ooh. Likey.
I was
Aaron?
Seven.
I'm gonna have to say Smash Mouth, fucking Astro Lounge.
Faggot.
And Aaron.
We had somebody with that same exact answer recently. I forget who.
Yeah.
Good album. It's a good album. Fuck you if you don't like it.
I love that album.
Okay,
I own
okay.
it, and I also have sex with men. So there you go.
Who says that?
Faggot.
Right.
Exactly.
Faggy.
Hey, it's a good album, and I don't have sex with men. So I'd say his kid's pretty much like multicultural.
I got that shit at the store that was on Moana and Lakeside. What was that record store
Soundwave
called?
Soundwave CDs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I probably,
that was awesome.
Probably half the CDs I own, I bought Soundwave.
Yeah.
Okay. Your belly shut down. That was the place to go.
That was a good insight and some good Reno references, so I'm going to give Jimmy an extra point on that one.
Woo!
All right. Let's
good
go
job,
with Aaron.
Good job, Jimmy.
Aaron, what's the first concert you ever went?
Not in. Laugh.
What's the first concert you ever saw?
Smash Mouth, dude.
No way.
The same.
Shitting you.
Bought the album and then went to the show.
Oh, yeah, dude. I think I bought the album at the show, probably. I don't know. I mean,
okay.
Fuck, dude. I like Smash Mouth.
You guys need another sound click. That's just. Some.
Yeah, from All Star.
Just the first, just one word.
Some.
What was the first concert you attended?
It was Rush.
Ooh,
wow.
Nice.
Again. I hate Geddy Lee's
Mikey
voice,
would
but
not
so cool.
give you points for that, but
no,
I am.
I think Rush sucks, but I mean, they're great.
Oh, what?
I hate the voice. I hate Geddy
yeah,
Lee.
Yeah, it's...
If somebody could just pitch him down about 12...
Pitch him down 12 cents?
Yeah. I'd be so happy.
What about you, Dan? Daniel.
I saw Sugar Ray and Orgy opened.
Oh, God.
Holy shit. Wow.
You're scoring bonus points for that
one. Yeah,
Sugar
baby.
Ray.
Could have gone either way.
Are you
Sugar
Dan
Ray
yet?
And Smash Mouth together would have got
Dan.
The most points. Of,
he's always
that
Daniel,
question.
Right?
Yeah, Daniel.
I'm Daniel. He's Daniel.
Because most Daniels grow up and they're like, I'm Dan, okay?
Well, then you guys can call me Nicholas. All right? And
let's
that's Richard
Nicholas.
Back
Listen,
there.
Nicholas.
This is Joshua.
Joshua.
all right. Let's go back to Daniel. Daniel, you're in your own personal buddy movie. With any celebrity you can think of. It's just you two. You're on a road trip. Who's the celebrity you pick?
Jim Carrey.
Nice. Very. And quick. I liked how quick he did that. Jim?
I'm just going to go with Kevin Hart.
Nice.
Chill with that guy.
Very cool. Aaron?
Bill Murray.
Ooh.
Nice.
My personal pick, too. Well, I always get him and Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want Christopher Walken's fingers all around me and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
What happened to his fingers?
Fucking fingers.
His fucking fingers.
He's all old and shit. I have a feeling his hands would just creep. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Probably like, look at my talents.
Old lady.
My talents. All right. Look at my talents.
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
See, that's really insensitive because I'm half Jewish, so.
Yeah. What's up, Riku?
Wow.
Well, you know, Jerry Lewis, who's Jewish as well, came up with the concept, so you can blame Jerry Lewis. Okay.
Jerry Lewis isn't Jewish.
I hope he dies.
He isn't Jewish?
I don't think so.
What? I think he
are
is.
You fucking?
You'd be surprised.
He is.
All right, my bad. Okay, sorry. Fuck that one up.
Somebody's going to Wikipedia it and be like, fuck you, Nick. You don't know shit. So you're offended. You don't want to answer?
Wait. What was the question? I wasn't.
Again, which comedian would walk you to your death at the gas
station? Which comedian?
Yeah. Dressed as a clown.
Dressed as a clown.
Live? Does it have to be alive?
Riku, do you want to ask him the question again?
Richard Pryor.
Okay, good.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Good
yeah.
points for that one.
You look weird in white face.
Mr. Jimmy?
I'd have Louis C.K. awkwardly stroll me over there.
Oh, God.
He would hate it, too.
Just
be like,
clown makeup. He's just like,
how mainstream of you.
He'd be bummed about it, too.
Look, dude,
I don't
sorry,
give a shit.
He's
so
a
mainstream.
Fucking good comedian.
He's
yeah,
he's fucking funny. Fuck you.
I would have Jerry Seinfeld do it to the sound of a bass guitar.
Oh. He would be annoyed too.
Good for the.
Who
it'd be ironic.
The
having
a,
you?
A Jewish comedian happily nice. Like walking.
Well, Seinfeld's Jewish too. What's up with this?
It is.
Right, you're totally
you know
joking
that?
Now.
Those people in Hollywood are.
I know. I'm only joking.
He was in New York.
Yeah.
Man. Nah.
Showbiz. You know.
That sounded rather
that
Jewish.
I always like to pretend I'm surprised. Wait, that's you know, it's just my thing.
Jerry Seinfeld, man.
It's not a stereotype, though, if it's true, right?
Well, you know.
All right. Can I get a namaste, please, Rick?
That's a really good idea. I think you totally need that word.
Namaste?
Thank you, man.
Namaste? I'm so right. namaste'd out right now.
Namaste.
Namaste. Oh.
Okay,
namaste?
See, everything's better now. Namaste. We can get back
yeah,
to the game.
Good.
Yeah. This is
all
a fun
right.
game. Fun game.
Age, circumstance, and location of where you lost your virginity. Daniel, go.
17, dorm room, girl from the other dorm.
Older lady?
Why were you
older
in a dorm room when you were 17? Were you like in like dorm high school?
I was in college. I graduated early.
So. Oh, you're ooh. One of those kids?
One of those fucking kids. Older girls, you know.
Parents, that's what happens when your kids are smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jimmy?
In a field of sagebrush, age 16.
Oh, you are such a Nevada kid.
Feels age 16. Do you have any questions about that, fellas? Rick?
It's pretty good. No,
sounds normal to me.
I'm all lost right. in the
it's
moment.
Actually in an ancient graveyard or something.
Oh,
what?
For
an ancient? Now, wait, now you do have to
I'm
that's
cursed.
Why you're cursed.
What? You mean like some abandoned cemetery?
Yeah.
Like where at? Like Virginia City or?
In Reno area.
Like where it's all like
South,
not
Southwest
where it's all
Reno,
safe.
The Grand
like
Army
a,
of the Republic.
There's
cemetery.
Like a lost graveyard over there. Or, well, the one in town that's all overrun with weeds and shit.
The one by you.
Nah, it's not. Nah, it's like
that's a nice cemetery.
It's by like it's
I
in
know
the
where
middle
it is.
Of nowhere.
I know where it is.
Aaron's been there.
I was there. No,
yeah, it was Aaron
weird,
actually.
A graveyard
I
was like,
yeah,
Reno
I think I might have like, been there.
Yeah, happened. You lost your virginity to Aaron?
Yeah,
we lost it. No, we lost him the same week. I remember. It was
no
dope.
Shit. Okay.
Where were you at, Aaron?
I was just 17, normal bedroom, normal girl.
Whose bedroom, yours or hers?
Mine.
Parents' home?
Yes.
Oh!
Ooh, were they cool with it?
Well,
of course they're not cool with
film it.
No, he's,
what kind of parents do you think
he
has?
He's totally down with it, dude.
Yeah. It's okay that you had chick over and you boned her?
Oh, big time.
Oh. Last question, I just had to know. Did he high-five you afterwards?
Like
the next day,
did
he
pat
ask,
on the back.
Did he ask
he
pat
on the
back?
Didn't want to touch my hands.
Pat, oh, yeah,
he didn't
you
want
had
your
those
fingers around
Christopher
him.
Walken hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Clean under those fingernails.
Rick, did Zombo have a question for them, or does he only have rapid fires?
I think he's all rapid fire.
Okay.
Oh, but you know, so when you use the internet for self pleasure, what are your favorite keywords to search the internet?
You know, Latinas, Asian,
Latinas,
black chicks?
Yeah. Exactly.
Shaved, big bush, the devil's threesome. Okay. BBW, MFF, Big and Busty.
I think they get it, Riku.
Milf, Gilf,
Thank
Zilf,
you, Riku. That is enough out of you.
Lemon Party, Waffle, Cream Pie.
Right, we got it. We got it. Jimmy, I'm going to start with you on this one. What are your terms when you search to jerk?
My search terms?
Yes.
I don't know, Latina or black. Or like.
Italian.
About it.
Really?
Dude, have you
I like Mexican
it?
Girls a lot, man.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
I'm not going to lie.
Do you know black people have, like, really, really intense hair down there?
That's not cool, Rick.
Do you know that, Rick?
Yes, I dated a black guy for a year.
Nice.
And the downstairs hair was even coarser than the upstairs hair.
Did he have
downstairs
a
dreads?
Just like a fro?
He did, but it was cut really short, like shaved head looking. So
okay.
That was cool. He groomed.
He was fucking built, like really like kick-ass guy. So.
Well, all
right.
I'm sorry.
That's important,
man. So, yeah.
Aaron, what are your terms when you search on the internet?
I put on season 2 of Friends.
Is it Aniston or are you looking at Joey?
Oh, dude, both, dude.
Just
they're,
imagine
they're
them
both
together.
Looking fine.
Dude, Phoebe. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Phoebe. Oh, it's all about Phoebe.
Yeah. Just any of them. It's just, it's a good time. It's a golden age of Friends. So.
Yeah. All right. Season 2 wasn't.
I'm going to give you 2 points for
like
the Friends
really
answer.
Hit their sweet spot.
Which is kind of low. Let's go with Daniel. Here.
I just go compilation, rapid fire, get that shit.
Right. Oh, nice.
Compilation spelled fires. C-U-M.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Compilation.
Yeah, exactly. Pornhub.com.
Coming soon.
Don't touch my keyboard.
That's gross.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, on the real.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. What are we missing here, Rick?
I did the last one. It's Chewie's turn.
All of history, who would you have a fist fight
with? Nice. Very good.
Ooh, I've got a good one.
Well, let's start with you then.
All right. I would have a fist fight with Harry Anslinger's ass.
Hell yeah.
Harry Anslinger spearheaded the prohibition movement against marijuana.
Really? That guy sounds like
and the DuPont dude, right?
What?
I think the DuPont chemical paint dude, too, for some reason.
He would.
Which is sad. But people fucking huff his paint to get high, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's a hypocrite.
Fuck him.
He was a very racist piece of shit.
Yeah, anybody basically would do that, yeah. I agree.
So he hated black people while he tried to stop marijuana?
Well, yeah.
No. Wait. Yeah. What a good fight that fucker. Daniel?
George W. Bush. I'm still mad
Bunch
at him.
Bunch of do-gooders in this band. Nice. Yeah. Aaron?
Donald Rumsfeld.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Guys.
Take care of all the evil characters.
Rick loves every single one of those people.
And Dick Cheney? I love Dick.
Darth Cheney?
That I love Dick.
Okay. Rick loves George W. Bush and Rumsfeld, but he really loves the guy who outlawed weed.
Yep.
It's his favorite.
Voted You're for just Bush pandering twice. To
send
Nick.
Send your hate mail to Rick Spagnola.
I haven't voted for a loser president since Dole, okay? So you want to know who I voted for? It's everybody who's been president.
All right.
Really? Even Bill Clinton?
I voted for Clinton the first time. Second time, he lost to Dole. I voted for Dole because I was pissed at Clinton.
Dole.
You're a player hater.
Why were you pissed at him? For getting a blowjob?
Oh, no. I voted for him the first time when I turned 18 was his first election, and I voted for him. I was so excited, and it was a president that talked about gay rights, and it made me cry. I was like, oh, I'm going to vote for him because I'm gay. And then just like every fucking Democrat, they get into office after they on the backs of the homos, and then they fucking just fuck us in the ass and have like don't ask, don't tell, and don't even give a shit about us because they just used us to get elected.
They're a bunch of liars.
You want to be fucked in the ass.
Exactly. No. And so after that, I'm like, I'm never voting gay again. Fuck like
Obama
like,
though.
I don't give a shit what you think about
voting for Obama.
No, Obama's
but,
gay.
Has Obama done anything really? Done anything?
The
for
reason
gay.
I voted for Obama is because I fucking hated what's his name like
McCain and Romney.
McCain fucking
Romney especially.
McCain
creepy.
Always votes with the Democrats. I'm like, if we're gonna have the country screwed up by Democratic bullshit, it might as well be a Democrat doing it.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean,
I didn't mean to turn political there for a second.
Yeah, we could steer away from the politics.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll come back to that.
I miss Obama. I'm just saying, man. He's a pretty good guy.
He'll be around.
He's still going to be alive.
I'd smoke weed with him.
Yeah. You'd smoke weed with anyone.
No.
Do you have any?
Yeah. All right, guys. We're starting to teeter off.
Okay, sorry. Okay, back to the quiz. Okay.
Let's do some rapid fire. Chewie, you got any rapid fire ready?
Would you rather puke or have diarrhea?
Puke.
It's not that hard.
Diarrhea.
Oh, God.
He's thinking about two pukes and one diarrhea.
Bad diarrhea, too. All right. Would you rather get beat up or get arrested?
Arrested.
Beat up.
Beat up.
Fuck jail.
Shoes or socks?
Socks.
Shoes without socks.
Oh, that's smelly.
Yeah, it smells like shit.
Shoes.
All right. Nick, you have any?
Yeah, I do. Let's go with beer or weed.
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 Weed all the way around. All right. Bob Marley or Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Marley.
Dylan.
Go ahead, Rick.
Both of them are fucking annoying. Oh, I'm sorry. would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay.
I'd rather have red hair. Not that either one of those are bad.
Okay. No, they're both bad. Just kidding.
Faggot.
Riku. Isn't Riku a redhead? She's a little bit gingery, right?
It's like what do they call that? Strawberry blonde? Like, yeah. It's just a little bit, yeah.
Our kid's a ginger. He's pretty cool. Anyway, donkey or walrus?
Donkey.
Walrus.
Two walruses walrus. And a donkey.
I'm all about that ass.
Mm-hmm. AIDS or cancer?
What do you mean?
AIDS or cancer?
Like, which I'd prefer to have.
Which one do you like better?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, God. I don't... pass? Can I pass?
No, you have to have AIDS or cancer.
AIDS. Daniel?
Well, you know, I think I'd rather have cancer.
I'd rather have cancer, too.
Yeah.
I'd rather have AIDS.
Cancer, you can tell your family.
That's a good point.
I'd rather have
I'm
treatable
glad you
as
answered,
AIDS.
Aaron, because I was going to give you
AIDS
a zero
totally
on
treatable.
That one.
Mm. Circumcised or not?
Oh, Riku has one for you. Go ahead.
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised. Have her say it again one
can
more
you
time.
Say it again?
Somebody get her a fucking tissue.
Circumcised or not?
Well, I already answered this question before.
Last time you were here?
No, I just
like somebody asked you on the street?
I'm half Jewish, so circumcised all
day. Oh, yeah. Okay. See? We weren't listening.
Circumcised?
Yes, as well.
I think next time you guys see Riku, you should just go up and tell her in person.
But don't show her. You'll get in a lot of trouble.
For real. So inappropriate.
Oh, God.
For sure. She asked.
I know. She's, you know. She's not really afraid.
Well, these sound bites have matured a lot since last time we were on here.
Yeah.
She's grown up.
You can hear her, yeah. This is our sixth season, guys. We've been doing this 6 years now.
We're having her actually say real bad words.
Fuck you.
Oh, that's the fake one? Here's the real one.
Fuck you.
Damn.
She really said that.
Your voice comes out nice on the recording.
Yeah,
it's very crispy.
Great.
That's me.
Yeah. Being amazing. Rick can make anybody's voice sound good.
Multi-band compressing.
Yeah, like, where's her?
Sieg Heil?
Ooh, wow.
All right, back to the rapid fire.
Oh, quiz. Right. Rapid fire.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
The Beatles.
Beatles or Zeppelin?
Beatles.
Ooh, the Beatles.
Beatles.
Okay.
Beatles.
Always the Beatles, huh?
Yeah, just...
Beatles.
Yeah, it's
around.
Always the Beatles.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Wars.
Okay, Star Wars.
Poltergeist or Saw?
Beatles.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, Zombo, one more time.
Poltergeist or Saw?
Saw.
Poltergeist.
Saw.
Freddy or Jason?
Oh, dude, Freddy all day.
Jason.
Jason's mask is cool.
Alien or Predator?
Predator.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, go check them out. Alien. All the Alien movies, all the Predator movies, then watch Alien versus Predator. Oh.
Yeah.
You'll waste your whole weekend. It'll be great.
I've already done that.
Let's give us back to some things that really tell us stuff about you, like... it's hard without the list here. Asians or Mexicans?
For what?
Just in general.
Food. Food.
Food, duh.
Mexicans are fatter, so I'd rather eat a Mexican.
Dude.
No.
Dude, are you
well,
like...
yeah, let's go cannibal. Oh, go ahead. You Asian or Mexican?
Can I get a Sieg Heil?
Mexican.
Mexican.
Okay. Now, the food that they cook, Mexican food or Asian
Mexican
food?
Mexican food over Mexican
Mexican
over anything.
Food all the way.
Yeah, it's the best. It's my favorite.
I want right. some right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
But if we're talking sushi, that's... I mean, literally, sushi and Mexican food is like all I could eat.
That's literally only Japan.
You ever notice that Mexicans cook sushi?
You're a Mexican sushi?
That's so true.
That's true. So I guess...
They do. They're pretty good. So do black fellas.
Dude, if I ever... There's a lot of black people.
They're good at sushi cooking, too.
Brad.
Namaste me, please, quick. Oh, God. Sorry. I gave myself one of those.
Anything else
namaste.
That we get?
So I just got this kombucha at Whole Foods. I'm so namaste'd out right now. Like, my aura is just vibrating on such a high frequency.
It's enough namaste. It's tripping everybody out.
Namastizzle? All
right.
It's the paisley on the wall.
Will you ever be on the podcast again? Yay or nay?
If we are invited, yes.
Oh, all right. Well, we're going to give you a couple extra points.
Just talk to our agent.
Rick, do you have any last rapid fires?
No, I think we've covered it all.
Chewbacca?
Nope.
All right, let's tally it up. Looks like the big winner's Aaron this week.
Ha. Oh,
Aaron. Aaron. Shot 5,011 points.
Oh, my God.
That's
thank you, Drew
fair.
K.
That's a whole grip of points right
it's
there.
It's just the smash mouth.
Jimmy and Daniel are virtually tied at 4,005. So
that's the way
it was pretty close.
Now.
Virtually tied. Who's on top? Close. Who's on bottom?
I would say by 1 point, Jimmy's on the bottom.
Ah, face.
That's which about is, right.
Which is funny because you got to go downstairs, Jimmy, and get ready. We're going to
yeah, now get
jam
the fuck
some
out
more
of
music
here.
From these
yeah,
more
music,
boys
more music.
In Crush.
What are we going to play? What are we going to play?
We could play What's Your Name dedicated
oh,
to
Brett.
Oh,
What's Your Name for sure dedicated to Brett. For
oh,
sure.
Oh, cool. Intern's already getting dedications on his first day.
I know. He doesn't deserve it.
That's pretty awesome. Well, he was
you
a good guest last week, so.
Oh, that's true. That
I'll
was
give
rad.
Him, I'll give him points for that.
Oh, and talk about in our constant changing of fucking different music.
Yeah, we're eclectic styles.
Yeah, from 2 weeks ago to last week to this week to Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I can't wait till we get like some like a string quartet or something.
Oh,
that'd be dope.
Dope.
All right, podcast listeners, for your entertainment,
we
here's
got
a couple
these.
Songs from Crush.
So this is we wrote a rock opera last year, and we're still kind of recording it. But this is a this is like kind of like the main track. It's kind of about Hollywood and
fucking ambitious, dude.
Showbiz, yeah.
Okay.
You know, just in our spare time, we wrote a rock opera. So.
That's fucking rad.
I mean, that was, yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. Okay.
Said no one ever.
Ever.
Pete Townsend.
You're gonna be a star, baby. What's your name? Put your lipstick on now. Girl, listen, sweet, like Lauren Bacall in the context of a Bogart film. Let's get you all dolled up now, 'cause you're my special prima donna. Everybody loves a drama. On the billboard, see your name. 15 minutes starts today. Chartreuse, spotlight. Oh, do we have a show tonight? Darling, just sign here. Gonna make a fortune for us. You're gonna be a star, baby. What's your name? You're gonna be a star, baby. What's your name? The best in your class, getting money fast till you blow it away. You're gonna be a star, baby. What's your name? What's your name? Now you're living life like a magazine. Hypnotizing, glorify you, sanctify your soul. Quite frankly, dear, your time is near. Please don't take it wrong. Tragic, yet precise. Time to pack it up and say goodnight. Full take, one more bow. Oh yes, I can see you now. You're gonna be a star, baby.
Time has come.
this is all about.
Christ.
That was awesome.
That was really fucking cool and moody and crazy. You used the word chartreuse.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who does that?
Pretentious folks like me.
Yeah. That was really fucking cool. And I just saw Key Largo yesterday. Isn't that funny? Because you did the Bogart and
yeah,
Bacall.
Lauren Bacall.
Was
yeah.
Totally. Bacall was so
fucking
awesome.
I always forget how it ends, and hot. Then I have to watch it again. And oh, yeah, that's right. He shoots him. And right. Anyways. Fuck.
That weird, creepy old Indian grandma with the cigarette. Just so weird looking. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. God bless them. Yeah. Everyone.
Oh, big time.
But dude, play more.
Yeah, let's
more,
do
more,
it.
More.
Let's double set.
Okay. Daniel, pick a song.
What bro. You guys finna play?
We can play Pretty Nothings. Oh, yeah, big time. Okay.
This is we have a music video for this on YouTube. Search Crush Pretty Nothings. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Voices on the radio, they're breaking me down. The television talks too much, I'm sick of the sound. As pretty faces flash on a screen, with the whole generation caught in between, they're fake and proud. It's breaking down. Squeeze the soul out of them when they're young. Take the money from us, cause we're dumb.
Candy.
rock.
Yeah. Hell yeah. They even nailed the last note without looking at the drummer.
Downstairs. Right?
It's very
psychic
good.
Shit.
That song was terrible.
Thank you.
Zombo doesn't know shit.
Really? What he you see the movies he plays? Yeah.
Who gave that guy a mic?
Does not have good taste. But he's a hell of a nice fellow.
Good man, yes.
Good man. Do we have another one coming up?
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, sure.
You could like play 10 songs if we wanted you to, right?
We can play whatever you want, y'all.
We could do
let's do a fast
oldie.
One.
Let's do a fast one for sure.
Let's play Home.
Okay. Okay.
This is also off the rock opera.
Yes.
This is when Mimi, the main character who has gone to Hollywood and ditched her band, gets screwed by the industry, and she gets left with enough money to buy a bus ticket home. So that's what this song's about.
Cool.
Okay. Gonna try not to fuck it up. Here we go.
How does it feel to be cast out? Dry your tears while you catch the last train home. You better get back home. America, how you're always wanting more. Dreams mean nothing when you chase them. And the world left you nothing. That sky above you turning gray. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. As your dreams evolve and rearrange. Come now. You've waited oh so long for something to make this world complete. Beginning, and the rain is so forgiving as the memories get washed away. It's been a while since you went missing, and your friends all wish you never changed.
Fuck yeah.
Very nice.
Nice.
Good job, Crush.
Shit.
Certainly worthy of golf claps.
I don't have a button with like, ah, freaking out.
Yeah. I like those better. It's classy.
So you got your gig tomorrow night or Friday for our listeners
Friday can
tomorrow.
Be, yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, when they look up the video online and shit and when they look you guys up, is it still
CRUSH?
Okay.
Just look up Crush, or you can type in Crush Nation.
For a while, it had the V in it. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah,
we're in a constant existential crisis.
Jesus.
You know,
it's publicity stunt.
It.
You know,
it's just
publicity,
a big old
publicity.
Man. I mean, showbiz. You've been doing it as long as we have. You know,
I think there's a band, Churches, or something. They show theirs with
yeah,
a V, right?
Traverches, yeah,
Traverches.
Yeah, they're good.
Downtown, it says Washoe County Cavort House.
That's like traditionally how. public buildings.
It's like Greek or something.
Yeah, well, they used a V instead of a U because it was easier for the guy to carve the stone.
Because he can't make a curve. Really. Yeah. Is that what it's for?
He could carve, make the curve if he had to, but if not, then what? You know what it says.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's easier. Save time with the V.
Anyway, Crush spelled like the soda is going to be at Midtown Wine Bar Friday the 12th, tomorrow, for you listeners. Go check them out. They're obviously killer live, and they're adorable, and their instruments are crazy psychedelic and cool.
Yeah, they got trippy instruments.
So stop being selfish and get down there to the bar. It's a free show.
It's a free show.
Go
fucking
support. You have no reason not to go unless you're doing other shit, like maybe going to Jub Jub's for the Bands for Bernie thing where me, Roxy Colley, and Wheatstone are playing.
You don't have to stay there all day. Go check Crush out.
We're playing a Bernie benefit at Studio on 4th at some point here.
So face.
All right. Awesome. Good. You guys
get Bernie that fucking money.
Caucus and vote for dude.
I am going to be caucusing, yes.
We're into dude for sure.
Excellent.
No, I'm gonna vote Republican, but I just do it because it looks good. Yeah, Bernie for sure, but no, I'm just fucking with
Trump.
I'm a big Trump supporter for sure.
I'll vote for any Republican against Hillary Clinton.
Any Republican.
It's true.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. It's okay to vote
just
for
to prove a point.
Bad people, too.
Yeah.
And,
I don't give a fuck.
There's options.
As long as you vote. That's all I say.
Yeah,
for
vote.
Real. I'd rather you vote than not vote.
Yeah. Come on. Get out there, especially for Bernie. That's going on tomorrow. Do you guys have anything coming up, Rick or Chewbacca?
I got Caden Linares, who's that young guy with fucking great songs, and he's coming in to record all week and all weekend, except for I got one day off because not a day off, but I'm doing the one day I don't have him coming in. I've got Eddie Subtitle coming in, so that's fucking hella fun.
Right on. Is he just doing some vocal tracks or something?
We had a bunch of shit that we had tracked for the last album but didn't use it all, and so we're cleaning up the songs that we didn't use, We tracked a whole bunch of songs and just picked the best ones for the album,
right.
And now we're getting ready for the next album, and we're trying to see what from the last recording sessions are awesome.
Oh, cool.
That's going to be cool. Shit.
Very nice. Very cool.
And I totally forgot to tell you. Did you see just to your right on that little table that there are two copies of the Enucleator?
Yes.
Enucleator CD. So remember, the Enucleators were on our show. Then they recorded that album at the podcast. They almost broke up the band in the middle of the recording session, but they finished the album, didn't break up, and then 2 days later broke up the band.
Is that why it's called
Posthumous?
Posthumous, yeah.
So the album, The Enucleators Posthumous, is out.
How many copies of that do you got?
I don't know how many he has, but he dropped off three that was for us.
When the second song on the album is called The End, it's not looking good for the band.
They did that before they broke up. The copy he put on the thing, he said, this is for Nick and Rory. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh.
Well, I just gave Rory's to Chewbacca.
I immediately fucking messaged him. I'm all, can I please have a copy for Chewie as well? Because he really dug you guys when you were on.
Yeah,
you're old school punk rock.
He's awesome. Our music archivist as well. Yeah.
And he was like, I'm so sorry I didn't think of that. I will drop you off
to
another
my
copy
collection.
Soon. So yeah, great fucking album. It was a fucking pleasure to do, and yeah.
Right.
Awesome
on.
Guys.
Cool.
I'm a big Dan Steinmetz fan right
He's
now.
So fucking
He's
rad.
He's awesome.
Killing it, man. Okay,
and hot as balls.
A great left-handed drummer in a hardcore band.
Most drummers use both hands, though.
Well, I mean, he plays left-handed, so it's like backwards than most right-handed players.
That shit's for commies.
I don't like left-handed drummers. I'm just going to come out. Nothing personal. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Like, I don't think it's
people.
Right.
I find it amazingly fascinating just because it's just the other side,
weird.
And
it's
I can't do it, you know, at all.
Yeah. It's like when you meet a person with six fingers
on
their
head. Heteronormative of you.
So right-hand normative.
That's just so chauvinistic, dude.
We love left-handers.
I don't
Namaste.
I don't know. It's the way I was raised or something.
My mom was left-handed. And
my mom is too.
And
she
I do
be.
Love her, but that's about the only
she
one.
She would be.
Like your mom.
He's left-handed.
So anyway,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Dan Steinmetz, his left hand and his
What else you got
awesome
going on,
Rick?
Anything else?
No, that's it for right now, unless the grandparents die, and then I've got to go to California.
Okay. Wolfpack Basketball, Saturday, 4 p.m., good afternoon game if you want to go out and watch some basketball.
They're doing good this year, right?
They're not doing too bad, yeah.
Right on.
Got a good future.
Go Pack.
You go into that with your folks?
I am, yeah.
Your family?
Yep.
All nice. I care about is the Warriors and the Giants.
The Warriors and Giants both fucking rule, too.
They're both going to, yeah, they're going to do it this year for sure.
The Giants are definitely, because it's every other year.
Fuck yeah. Yep.
And the Warriors are just fucking amazing.
Oh,
if you're flipping through the channels and there's nothing on but the Kardashians, watch the Warriors, dude. They're fun.
I watch the Warriors all the time.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's almost like must-watch TV.
It's so good.
Right on. Yeah. So that's coming
up. What's up?
Sports. If you got anything coming up and you want the podcast to mention it on the show, please get in touch with me or Chewbacca, Rory, or anybody from the show. Don't get a hold of Rick because he barely goes on Facebook, so don't worry about that.
Rick
shit.
Doesn't have time for all that.
Me,
shit.
Me, Rory, or Chewy, we'll get back to you on that. If you want to go through Jamie Lynn, she'll get the message to us. She's really busy with the X these days, but she's still part of the team. And let's see. Next, who's on the podcast next week? I think we have a bland band. Well, they're called Blacklisted, so that's why my tongue slipped. They're Blacklisted.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
I don't know if they are.
I don't
or not.
Know either. I actually
they sound like they're
kind of
hard. So that should be interesting.
It could be. It's okay.
All right, so with that, I'm going to just say goodbye to all our listeners. And we're going to have a couple. Do you want to do a couple more songs, guys?
Two more, yeah.
Cool. Sweet. Let's pack it full of music this week from Crush. Yeah. You guys are so good. We're just going to use you up for your
talents. Guys are good. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having it on. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So for Jimmy, Daniel, Aaron, for Chewbacca, for Rick in the back, for our new intern, Stuart, and Rory Dad is out of town, Nick Ramirez, and I just want to say thanks for listening. Life is short. I like you. And good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Stuff and I'm so strung out, I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Body and beats, I stain the sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. Let me go on in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. Take it in. Yeah. Jimmy. When I'm walking, I strut my stuff. So strong out, I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. My body beats, I stay in my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. A little bit soft in that. When I'm walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strong out, I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. My body beats, I stay in my sheets, let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, you know you're the one. Yeah. Take it, Jim.
Nice.
Do more.
All right, we're going to end it tonight with a song called The World Screams With You.
Woo!
Hit it. 2, 1, 2, 3.
Lords of creation.
Dogwater Studios!
I shall always remember Dick.
No, I don't remember that.